You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Donnelly, SJD, good morning.
Hello, hello, Michael. Can you hear me?
Do you know how many years we've shared time on this radio show together, Sean? And it is great to speak to you again. How are you?
I'm not too bad, all things considered. How are you?
Oh, all things considered, not too bad. You don't stop the groove, do you? You've you could just put out more amazing songs and albums, but then you've got a new project on. You've got a new project called Miniatures. And that is what we are here to discuss this morning, Sean. Tell us all about it.
Well, I don't want to give the game away too much, but I've been writing a bunch of songs, and they're all very, very short. And so I call them my miniatures. And
When you say miniature, do you think of miniatures like a mini bar sort of miniatures?
Yeah, there's definitely that aspect to it.
Or little toy soldiers miniatures?
Yeah, or little decorative things that you might have on your mantelpiece.
Ooh.
Or little things you might want to collect, or little things that sit together and all different from each other but are the same in by the fact that they're all small.
Short songs for even shorter attention spans. Now, who's that aimed at? Is that the attention span of the creator or the listener?
Well, no, I was going to say it was aimed at you in particular, but I don't need to be joking.
Kind of right, though.
It is me a little bit. I often limit my own short attention span in the process of creating music. The beauty of these is you're liberated. The form liberates you from having to write a second verse if you don't feel like doing it, or you don't have time to lose interest in it.
I guess that would have been the plan straight from the start, but I bet it wasn't as easy as you thought. SJD,
I'm going to disabuse you of that notion, Michael,
yeah.
And say that it was almost as easy as falling off a log. It was
really
a beautiful, easy process.
Is it the future of music?
Well, I can't really say, but yes.
How many of these miniatures in the collection?
Well, I've written a sum total of lots, really. Well into double digits. This is the idea, is that sort of I've written these songs, and now I'm just going to release them on my various, I don't know what you call them these days, social media outlets.
Platforms.
The way
it works is that there's every Friday at midday,
yeah. Yeah.
A short song, each with a video as well.
Absolutely.
Will be released on your Facebook, Instagram and YouTube pages.
Absolutely.
Every Friday. For how many Fridays? You don't want to say, really, do you?
I don't want to say how many Fridays, but you know, there'll be several of them. It'll be, you know, by the time we do them, and I feel like if it interests people, there might be some sort of oddities and things. It'll be well over half a year.
When did you happenstance upon this idea?
I've had this idea for ages.
It's a good idea.
It's completely ripped off a band called The Residents. They did an amazing album called Commercial Album.
I was going to say, a friend of mine's alerted me to that only very recently, actually, that I didn't know anything about it.
It's a wonderful album.
And that's why I said, because he said the future of the future of music is 1 minute songs.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Well, I hope you sort of are going to tell him.
I shall definitely urge him in your direction, sir.
Yeah, go on. I had the idea for ages, and then I finally had the opportunity to do it, and it was lovely. It's something about, you know, I know you've written songs, you know, it's a bit of a tug of war with yourself, but it's like a sort of an easy tug of war. You just give it a good hard yank and it comes away, and you win every time.
Did you end up with a couple of big long epics that you can put on the shelf and work on over time?
Not at all.
Good, because they drug you crazy, those ones.
No, I ended up with a bunch of short songs. I mean, the longest, I mean, some of them I don't know quite how I'm going to fit them on Instagram, because some of them, you know, like blow out to the extreme length of about a minute and a half.
Jesus.
I know. Getting that, those are the epicest of them. but yeah, no, there are a lot, and some catchy boppy ones in there.
So yep.
Oh, and there are some funny little arty ones too. You know, they're all over the show.
You know, you're a very very clever musician, Sean.
Oh, thank you.
Not blowing smoke up your kyber, but I'm just saying. And I'm really, really looking forward to hearing all these. So, such a good idea. I don't know why someone else hasn't done it. And it sort of reminds me of, like, I don't know, do you ever heard of a cartoon called The Venture Brothers?
No.
I'll give it a more, maybe, Lawrence Arabia was doing, like, a single every month for the year.
This is like the
sort of, you know, the smartphone generation version of that, isn't it?
It is kind of similar to that, but it's different because it's me.
Yeah.
It could well be that very man could be guest vocaling down the track.
Oh.
Keep listening. There are going to be some guest vocalists involved too.
How cool.
And some little cameos in videos and musical cameos too.
It's our great pleasure to have the world premiere of the very first of SJD's miniatures to play on the show this morning. When we're about to play it, it's only going to be long, isn't it? So, I mean, you don't want to sort of explain it there. Shall we just, perhaps just if you could introduce it, the world premiere, the first time it's ever been played on the globe publicly. And I'm very proud to be playing it on my radio show. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, I'll introduce it. Can I stick around afterwards and get your reaction?
Yes, please.
What you reckon?
Yes, please. I'll listen to it with a critique. Yeah, thank you.
Because this is essentially what it is me playing it to my mates a bit early before we release it. And I just want to see what they think, whether I've made a terrible mistake.
I'll get everyone else to listen too. Hey, listeners, listen. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Good one. So this track is called Dying Breed.
I was voted least likely to succeed. Class of 1973. Class of 1973. But I'm still here. No, you never got rid of me. You said I was a dying breed. A dying breed.
Open up your eyes and see that they're just so wrong. You're swimming up that stream.
Dramatic fade.
Yeah, I know. That's the only one I've done with a fade. I've got to have a fade at least one of them. So,
I love it. I love the way it just comes in with a whomp at the start. I love it.
Yep.
And you still manage to showcase all your fancy doodicky sounds there that you've come up with?
Yeah, it's got a bit of a synth-pop vibe. The whole thing's got a weird little alternative universe of synth-pop, really. Yeah.
That's cool, man. I think it's cool.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah,
that's
Dying Breed, the very first of SJD's miniatures.
Yeah, so tune into whatever there is of YouTube or Instagram or whatever at midday today and see the funny little video to go with it.
So you've done videos for all of them, so I guess it probably took you an afternoon?
Well, haven't done videos for all of them yet.
Oh, I see.
But I have done videos for the first few, yeah.
Cool. So every Friday, there's a new one at midday on your Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Look out for it, listeners. I tell you, I urge you. Sean, thanks very much. Nice to talk to you again, and congratulations on your lovely set of miniatures that you've got there.
Yep, exactly.
Have a great day, mate.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.